Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Om Times Radio, Joy of Business. I am Gabrielle Bennett, and today I am co-hosting with the phenomenal Lale Hancock, and we are going to be talking about creating your business now and for the future. Hi, Lale.
Hi, beautiful. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I'm excited for our little chat.
And it's never boring before we get together, you know?
No, it's true. We had some technological issues, but we are on and going. And all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory.
Actually, I want to take a minute and I want to talk about that, if that's okay
yeah,
with
please.
You. You know, I think when we think about business, every part of our lives is our business, right? It's the business of our lives. And one of the things that happens is you cannot control technology. Sometimes you're going to have situations that come up, whether it's technology or not, they're out of your control. And you have choices. You have the choice of panicking and adding even more stress to it, adding even more to where there's no clarity of a solution. Or you can actually relax and say, okay, now, what else is possible I haven't even considered? And with technology today, I realized if this was maybe, you know, 7-8 years ago, I would have panicked. I would have panicked thinking like, oh my God, we're late, we can't get in. But none of that ever passed through my head. It was more of like, oh, no problem. We're going to have a workaround. We'll create something together that will create the ease that will eventually get on and will make it work. And that's one of the greatest gifts that I've learned. Well, many, many, many great gifts from Joy Business and the tools of Access Consciousness. So I just wanted to put it out there that what if it's okay? You can make mistakes. You can have technological problems and everything will still work out.
Absolutely. And I do. I'm so glad that you mentioned this because, you know, we're pre-recording the show. You know, it wasn't live, so at least we weren't late for a live show and no one knows the difference except that we just told y'all. And like I found myself, you know, sometimes before these shows, even though I love doing them and there's a lot of joy in it and the you know, creation with another person when I do shows with people, but a little nervousness comes up. And it's so funny because really I looked at it, I'm like, and it may have nothing to do with the show. It could just be awareness of something else going on in the world. But I'm like, what's the worst thing that happens? You make a mistake. Oh, well, we all do. Like, that's okay.
Yeah.
We're not robots.
Yeah, and that's the gift of all of us. It's never going to look the same two times in a row. It's never going to be that whatever situation happened for someone else is going to happen for you. And no matter what comes up, if you're willing to say, okay, if I were to ask some questions here, like what's right about this I'm not getting, or can we message someone that may be able to contribute, or just ask a question instead of, oh, no.
Yeah. And that really is sort of what we did. It's like, all right, you know, what else is possible? Where can I find what I require to get on? And sort of where I was going and got it with a fair amount of space and no panic. So.
And that is creating your business for now and the future.
It is. It is. Yeah. So about that, just wondering, just sort of off the top of your head, mm-hmm. what pops up for you when we look at creating your business now and for the future?
I think a lot of people in business are really good at saying, okay, what do I need to do today? You know, looking at the tactical side of their business or their life, okay? But really what they don't realize is that every choice they're making for those tactical decisions are actually creating for now and the future. So one thing that pops up for me is like, what if everything you're doing, none of it is wrong? And when you're asking the question of like, okay, what's required of me, you know, with my business today, add the word for today and for tomorrow. Just as simple as that, you'll start to get awarenesses and information because now you've included the future of your business, the future of your life as part of the awareness and information that you're going to receive.
Yes. So much. That really does. That simple tweak, like you said, can make all the difference. And, you know, one of the things I thought about with this that actually popped into my head maybe an hour ago was something that Gary Douglas, I think, mentioned on, he did a series of calls called Business Time. It may have been there, it may have been somewhere else, by asking the question, like, there's a difference between being present here now and creating our lives and our business, right? Because as you said, mm-hmm. our life is our business. And also being, having an awareness of the future and what could be required or what you could start to percolate now yeah. for the future. There's a difference between that and actually going to the future and not being present here to create something.
Mm-hmm. That was so huge for me a few years ago because I realized how much my whole life I've been so aware of things in the future. And some people can call it futurist, they can call it whatever they want. It's just that you do receive these whispers from the future. And it's not about disconnecting yep. from you or your business or the world of today, but it's including the information you're receiving to whatever's going on today and tomorrow.
Yeah. You know, when I first heard that, what I realized was I was doing some of that disconnect mm-hmm. where I was like, oh, I was aware of something in the future, but I was actually kind of going there. And somewhat energetically abandoning the present and what was going on. And it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. You've got to be sort of omnipresent. And we are infinite beings, which means, you know, we have an awareness, if we'll allow it, of the past, the present, and the future. And we can be totally present here with what's going on and energetically tweak things in any direction.
So can you share a little bit with the listeners? I mean, if someone's listening for the first time, you know, to this show, like, what do you mean by being present?
Good question, Lale. What do I mean by being present? The word that kind of just came to my mind is, like, not spacing out. And I know this, just like I said, from personal experience, there is sort of a tendency if I was looking at something in the future or even something in the past, right? Dwelling on something, which yeah. really never works, mm-hmm. that I would sort of take all of my energy and all of my attention and focus and put it there and not then have the presence of awareness mm-hmm. of what's going on right now. Mm-hmm. So I could miss things. I could miss sort of, you know, if, well, and this ties into creating for the future. And now the universe truly is an ask and you shall receive universe. And when we request something of the universe, it'll send us, you know, give us what we're asking for. And when you're not present, you may miss the more subtle wisps or, as I put it, energetic breadcrumbs that are being dropped in front of you that you could follow. So it's being able to be present with that and notice it, keeping your awareness here and also allowing your awareness to be wherever else it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like energetic multitasking, you know, and mm-hmm. we can all do it.
Yeah.
What is it? I mean, I don't know if you had a different, something else pop up for you around that that could explain it for people.
And it's interesting. I think there's a lot of times people look at, okay, I'd like to improve sales in my business, or I'd like to have my products who are doing well do better, or, you know, but they're doing it from the framework of something that happened yesterday, like you said, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times people are more looking at yesterday because they're looking at historical data to guide them to either repeat it or change it for tomorrow. But one thing I've realized, and I realized this probably about 10 or 15 years ago, is that your past is like spilled milk. You know, it's like it's already out of the carton. It's already on the surface somewhere. You can't really drink it. I mean, I guess you could if you wanted to lick it off the counter.
The,
but most of us don't.
The 10-second rule or whatever that is.
The 3-second rule. But most of us would not do that. But a lot of people focus on the spilled milk instead of saying, okay, if I were to just wipe this counter clean, I can pour myself another glass of milk, or I can choose, I don't even want milk, and I'll grab something else. And I think when you're willing to actually be present with your business or your anything else that you're thinking here, it really is that moment of being, just by saying, you know what? Hi, business. Hi, whatever. Like my business is called Bella Pimo, or it's called Global Wellness for All. Just by me acknowledging the name, I become present with it.
Yeah.
And it's about asking, okay, everything I decided that you were yesterday, anything that I've defined my products and services are, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to destroy and create all those definitions. Instead, I'm going to ask today, what would you like to be today? Business, who would you like me to talk to today? Where would you like me to go so that I can spread you across wherever, you know, the world or the city or wherever it is that you'd like to grow your business? And by you not looking at yesterday as the only way you can grow it for now and the future, you actually allow you to receive information, awareness, little like insights. You know, sometimes it is like you walk by a store and you're like, oh, that idea just pops in your head. Well,
yeah.
Guess what? That's actually your business talking to you about the now and the future.
It is. And it's that relaxation into
yeah.
receiving. You don't have to ask these questions and then effort to get an answer. It's the relaxation into the awareness. And like you said, you just, something catches your eye and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the breadcrumb.
But most people, I'm one of them, I used to think I was actually asking a question because I was looking for an answer.
Yep.
Like I was looking for that answer, or I was looking for validation of the answers I already had already figured out. One question that I love, well, not one, but there's so many. Oh, looks
oh,
like
great.
We're about
it's
to
the
get
music.
On a break. Yeah.
It is. So we are going to take a quick break. We'll be back with you and... you can give us your questions.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Joy of Business Radio Show. So, Lale, before the break, and just for people who may just be joining us, I am Gabrielle Venna, and I'm joined by fellow Joy of Business facilitator Lale Hancock, and we are talking about creating your business now and for the future. And Lale, you were just about to share a great question with us before the break.
It's one of my favorites, and I got it from Stephen and Chitissa Bowman, who are amazing facilitators around the world too. And actually, the question we were talking about is, you know, how to include your business, how to be present with your business every single day, and then the possibilities, the opportunities that are available for now and the future. So one question that I was sharing is, first, I'd like to start with like saying goodbye to yesterday. So, you know, anything that I had already defined my business, what it is, what it's not, everywhere I defined who my client base is or what products and services we have, every day I let all of that go and start with a brand new canvas. And then I ask the business, who are you today? What would you like to be today? You know, who can I invite into the business today? And that includes employees, systems, it includes clients, it includes new ideas. And then I ask, what multiple streams of possibilities are available here that we haven't considered yet?
I love that question. I remember when I heard the bones first, Steve, yes. I think mentioned it, I thought, my whole world lit up. Thank you for that reminder. It's so good.
And then I say, because like everything is a possibility. It's just how you think about it. If you've already considered it a problem or you considered a solution or a possibility or whatever, but everything actually is a choice. You can make it be a problem or you can make it be a possibility. So the other question is, okay, what are the multiple streams of possibilities with revenue attached that we can add to the business today?
Yes, and that leads us to, I mean, we talked before when we were first talking about the topic for the show, this idea of extrapolation, mm-hmm. which is where you can kind of get, I don't know, I'm not great at explaining it, although I get it, but basically it's, you're kind of like, you get an idea and you sort of pull this thing over here and then something else over here, and you can create potential revenue streams with all these different ideas. So like, what is present in your businesses already that you then could turn into a revenue stream but hadn't actually considered it before?
And, you know, when we talk about this, I think a lot of times people are like, what does that mean? Where do I even go? Where do I start? Mm-hmm. It's about starting with what you already have. Like, for example, if you are a product company, first do this for everything that you have. So if you have multiple products, take one product and start. I always say start with gratitude, because when you have gratitude, you create and generate this energy of gratitude all around the world. So start with gratitude for whatever your product is right now. And then ask that particular product, okay, so this is one possibility we've explored with you. What are the multiple streams of possibilities with this we haven't considered? And it's extrapolation for me. It's where you take brainstorming to no judgment. You're just gathering information, ideas and awareness, and you're just popping them all and you're writing them down or you're putting them in your computer. And it's not about saying one thing is good, one thing is bad, but it's just like just getting information and just getting the creative juices going.
Yeah. No, it's like creative popcorn, right?
Yeah.
Those kernels pop and you just write them down. You may or may not take an action on whatever it is. You just get it all out there.
But what I love about those creative popcorns is that without you even doing anything with it, just the fact that you thought about it, you just generated an energy where that energy can now contribute to whatever else you do. It's not logical, but it's this magic of the universe that we have that, you know, energy creates more energy. And so, you know, when you do it from that place of, it's not that I have to have the right answer, but more of starting to get the question of that energy and curiosity going.
Yeah. And you know, there's one of the things that's been talked about fairly recently, although it seems like ages ago in Access, that Gary brought up, is the difference between creation and actualization.
Yeah.
Just by, like you said, getting those ideas or whatever pops up out there and giving it attention and a little energy, you've already created something. That's creation.
Yeah.
Actualization is when we choose what to actually bring into a physical actualization into our businesses as a product, as a service, as, you know, something tangible. And you can create lots of things and then look at them and decide, you know, one of the things, another tool that's great is that ideas book, right?
Yeah.
And you write all your ideas down in a book and then you go through it and it's like, okay, is now the time? Yes, no. Is now the time? Yes, no. Going at it, looking at it energetically rather than cognitively, like you said, not looking to the past, either mistakes or successes to create your future with your business, but going energetically. We talk about being irrational with things, and that's irrational. You're not looking at this cognitive construct of how things need to be. You're literally looking at something and the energy of something and saying, yes, no, which one has more space to it? Which one is more contracted? So simple.
It's so interesting. One of the questions that I also, I'm sorry, there's a million questions I love. So
there are so many.
But with anything, just asking it, if I choose you, if I choose to create this product, if I choose to have this service, if I choose to buy this piece of bubblegum, whatever that is, right? What will my life and the world be like in 5 years?
Yeah.
And if I don't choose to have this product, service, bubblegum, or whatever, what will my life in the world, I'm sorry, if I don't, yeah, what will my life in the world be like in 5 years? Because, and I include the business, I usually say me, the business, and the world, but
yeah,
what you're doing is you're allowing that curious energy, those popcorns, to go out in the world and to allow the universe, to allow others, other businesses, other people, other systems to also contribute to what you're bringing into the world. And like you said, there's this lightness to it, this expansiveness to it. And it could be that it's not. It could be totally like heavy for me. I sometimes sense it around my stomach area or my solar plexus where it just seems more constricted. And yeah. I realized the light and heavy worked really well for me for a while. But that's when I'm thinking from my head. Even though I'm trying to do it from the space of an energy, I am still trying to figure out, do I have the right answer?
Yeah.
I'll try to figure it out. So Gary Douglas, who's the founder of Access Consciousness, he says when he asks a question, he doesn't think. He literally is at the immediate response, yes, no. And I started to play with this about a year and a half ago, where I was like, you know what? I'm not going to think about this anymore. I'm going to allow my own awareness guide me. And so now I say, 5 years, yes, no, yes, no.
Me too. It's so easy.
It's so much faster. And honestly, it's so much more fun for me because yeah. I don't have to try to figure out all the calculated risks. Is this going to make sense? Who is it going to work for? Who is it not going to work for? But that's when you're allowing your business and the future to give you those whispers towards the yes and the no.
Because that's what part of, at least what you're aware of with yes, no, whichever one is lighter, it's all of, like you said, all of that is contributing in that millisecond. Because mm-hmm. literally our minds kick in less than a second. So when we ask for this heavy and light, and what's true for you will be light and what's not true for you will be heavy, regardless of what anyone else thinks. Mm-hmm. After, you know, a millisecond, the mind kicks in and you lose the awareness. So it's that instantaneous space or contraction, right?
Yeah. And I don't know. This is what's real for me. It may not be real for others, but I realized that with my mind, a lot of times it wants to go to the past. It yeah. wants to go to the experiences I've previously had. Was it positive? Was it negative? You know, did it work out? Did it not work out? But when you're willing to include the future, you could be possibly creating something that's never existed before. You could be putting out there energies that have never existed before. So your mind wouldn't even know what to do. It's like so new to it. So yeah. when you go the yes and the no, and I still do light and heavy. I still enjoy light and heavy. I just use it very, like, very rarely now.
Yeah.
But it works for a lot of people. So if it works for you, we're not telling you to change that, but we're just sharing with you something else that has worked for us, if it can be a contribution for you. But then, you know, I find that I know I'm a thinker. I was always a thinker.
Me too.
And so I can spend hours thinking about something, which will get me nowhere.
Well, and I can think things out of existence, you know,
totally.
Is totally the opposite of what I would like to do with my business and creation.
So for that reason, this yes and no has really been a contribution to assist in bypassing the mind and actually allowing me to go with my awareness and to start looking at the future and the energies that it desires to contribute.
Yay! And we have a break. Perfect timing. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, Want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Shake up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Joy of Business Radio with Gabrielle Venna and Lale Hancock and the exploration of creating your business now and for the future. You know, one of the things, Lale, that popped up for me during the break with everything that we've been talking about already is the willingness to have your business be flexible, complete mm-hmm. flexibility with your business, because that ties so much back into where we look to the past to either duplicate or recreate something or to not make the same mistakes, right? Which then it's like creating your business as a structure. It's the difference between a structure and a system, right? You've got a structure, which is a solid building. You've got walls, you've got a foundation, you've got the framework, and everything else that goes into it. When you create something as a system instead, you've got these movable parts and you can take anything out and put it somewhere else and move something else in its place. Mm-hmm. And when we allow our businesses to be a system, we can change on a dime. If we become aware of something that we either, you know, want to add to the business, and this is the same for life as well. There may be something you're interested in that you've always wanted to do, and you can just go ahead and add it. Or there may be a service and offering a product that we've already projected and expected will be like the product that takes our business, you know, to the next level, but it actually isn't doing that right now. Mm-hmm. And not being afraid to pull it off the shelf and change it or put something else in there. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Being, you know, aware of what that will, like the question you asked, if I do this, what will my life, the world, and my business be like in 5 years?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because most people, when they create their business, they assume the name can never change. Their services and products can never change. Their employees are there for life. I don't know anymore, but that used to be how the projection used to be. And those are the businesses that unfortunately don't make it. Yeah. You know, I mean, I am a management consultant. I travel and work with lots of different kinds of organizations, not-for-profits, for-profits, you know, government. And the ones who have created the concrete in their business are the ones who tend not to do very well. They tend to have a high turnover of employees. They tend to have many projects that are great ideas, but don't get, you know, actualized very well. They're not the ones with the good return on investment. But the ones where people look at it and say, okay, you know what? It doesn't matter how we did yesterday. Today, this is kind of where we are. We're not going to judge it to death. Instead, we're going to be like, this is our starting point. Now what? Now what's available? Now what can we choose? What systems, like you said, can we put in place that allows us to grow, but also allows us to be aware of the dynamics that need to change with our product, with our services? Because, you know, the world it's constantly changing. Your client base is constantly changing. Their needs are changing. Their demands are changing. Their price points of what they're willing to spend and not spend is also changing. So if you're not willing to have the awareness of this future, you will be like Xerox, the company that fought for the rest of their life. you know, that they're not going to have the competition. They're not going to have to go digital. They're not going to have to do this. They're not going to have to do that. Those aren't the ones that do well. The ones that do well are the ones who are like, okay, I know that I might have something amazing today. Okay. But tomorrow, for me to still be able to live and allow my product or service to thrive, I need to be aware of the future. I need to know 5 years down the road, 2 years down the road, 1 year down the road, what's the consumer going to ask for? And you have to be ahead of the game and not just be waiting like Dell used to do. Dell would allow a product to come into the market. Once it could figure it out inside and out, then that they would release those products. And it worked. It worked for them. But they were never on the creative edge of anything. And I was an employee there. I got acquired through an acquisition. And I've got to tell you, it was very different than coming from an environment where we were creative, where we created change, where we created products that actually meant something, products that actually did well and lived longer.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a choice. Everyone has a choice, and nothing you've done is a bad thing. It's just that if you would like your business to thrive, you have to be willing by you and your staff and your partners and your contractors, whoever is involved in this business, even if it's you, a sole owner, you have to be willing to talk to others and be in the know of the energies of what the future is going to require.
And that is the creating your business for the future. Mm-hmm. There's an echo. I don't know what that is.
I don't hear the echo.
Okay, maybe it's just on my end. That is it. Creating the business for the future. It's being aware of the energies that are required.
Mm-hmm.
And being willing to be those energies, to contribute those energies to your business or to your products or your services, and having the joy. And another thing that popped up for me is the joy of creation. Mm-hmm. What if it's not just about the money? If you're doing something just for the money, it probably won't create as much as it would if you're also doing it for the joy of it. Money follows joy, not the other way around. So that stale, like we're talking about, stale business model where things chug along in a certain way, is there any joy of creation in that? And is money going to keep pouring in if it's the stale, boring, like money wants to go to the party where people are having fun, not the one where people are standing up against the wall and barely talking.
Exactly. And, you know, I think of Apple. Apple just hit in the last month a trillion in terms of its value. It's now up to $1 trillion.
Yeah.
And one thing Apple, and I've worked with Apple in so many different capacities. In some areas, I'd say they're amazing. In some areas, they've got a lot of work to do. But one thing about Apple, everything that works, they're willing to take it apart and create something else that's even greater. They're willing to constantly stay not just in the how do we make it better, but what else can we add to the business today that creates a different way for people to function in the world? The iPod that came out, people were happy with it. It was doing amazing. It really was this whole new innovation of saying, let's have our cell phone and our iPod come together.
I have several old ones. I love them.
Me too. But it's like they were able to not just from what's my competition doing and how can I do it better and cheaper. That's not where they function. They function from, yes, we want to have the information and awareness of what others are doing, but we want to be leaders. We want to be innovators, and we want to create things that are going to change how people function in the world, make their lives easier, whatever. And with their excitement, money comes too.
Well, and you look at their price points, and truly, this is a fun conversation. I'm glad you brought it up. You look at their price points. I mean, my last, I
had a phone stolen. I don't know. It went into a black hole, and I had to go get a new phone, and I ended up, you know, paying cash for it. I didn't get any discounts or anything. They're pricey, but I love it. I didn't really bat an eyelash, and so many people go out and buy their products when they're first launched, regardless of the price point, because they are different, because they have something new and exciting, because they make our lives easier.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, there is, I perceive some joy of the creation of it on that end that helps make these products so appealing to me.
Mm-hmm. And it's, and look at it, we're a different age group than others, right?
Yeah.
You're willing to, and you may look at it and say, okay, well, I have the money, I'll create the money for it. The thing is, if you create something that actually excites people, that interests people, they will make sure they find the money. Like I look at Apple, my kids got their iPhones, which back then I would say was a lot of money to spend on a phone for your kids,
uh-huh.
You know, but they did. And we paid for it. You know what I mean? We were willing to. And there's plenty of people that will go do whatever it takes to get that iPod, which we used to do, or the iPhone, or the iPad, or the Mac Air, or the Mac blah, blah, blah.
Hey, I just bought my MacBook Pro. Same thing. I'm like,
exactly.
But it's what I desire, and it's what can it be. It's going to be fun for me to use while I'm working.
And people know that. Because
yeah.
For me, I used to manage globally the Microsoft relationship at Dell and other places. And so for me, I was a Windows person. And it took me a little while, but I realized how much easier certain things were. But I never had to do it from, if I do this, I do the other. Like I have a Windows-based system. I have a Mac. I tend to use my Mac more now because everybody I work with, we're all on Mac.
Yeah.
But I also have a Samsung phone. I actually have multiple Samsung phones, and I have multiple iPhones because the businesses have different needs. I have two businesses, and their needs are different.
They're being present with what's required.
That's what I wanted to say. It's
yeah.
Not saying one thing is good, one thing is bad, and you can only have it. But it's figuring out what works for you, what works for your business, what does your life require, what does the business require, and not from the place of one's good or bad. But when you start to do it from that space, everything can generate and create and actually be a contribution to you.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, it reminded me too of like, what do you actually desire? Everyone listening, oops, it's mm-hmm. break time. We'll talk about some desire at the top of the break.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoyofbusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Joy of Business Radio with Lale Hancock and Gabrielle Venna. And I was just about to talk about desire in the sense of, have you actually looked at what you desire your business and your life to be like a year from now, 5 years from now? Do you have some clarity about what that is, what you would like your lifestyle to be like? The elements you would like to have in your life. And are you now, if you have that, choosing towards what will create that? And, you know, one of the things that popped up for me, a lot of things have popped up for me with this conversation is, are you actually asking for what you want? And it's, again, requesting of the universe. You can take a simple question to request something of the universe. Like, what would it take for me? For me, one of the things, I work from home, and I'd really like to have another office space where that's big enough to have classes, where other people can have classes, something I've desired for a while. And I realized I wasn't actually asking for it. Mm-hmm. I would kind of tap into it and realize it's something I desire to have, and then kind of, again, pull my energy out. So it's become a part of my daily ask. You know, what's it going to take for me to find a space where I can have sessions, have classes, invite other people to come in and have classes, that's spacious and has light? There are all these different elements I know I would like to have be a part of that. And it's asking the universe, because it is an ask and you shall receive universe, and then in a request of the universe, and then a demanding of me that I will do whatever it takes to actually have it. Mm-hmm. That when something shows up that could match it or that could expand my business so that there isn't an undue financial strain on me if I choose to do it, that I move in that direction. Mm-hmm. So what are, everyone listening, what are you asking for, or what are you not asking for that you actually do desire as your life and as your business? Because that's a part of creating your business for the future.
And, you know, I'm so glad you brought that up, because most people don't ask.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't even know what, you know, I mean, you don't have to have a target, but how will you ever know if you've even come close to it if you have no idea? And it doesn't have to be words either. You don't have to have it defined, but it is, there's something that gets you and your juices going, gets you excited, or might get you curious, or it's playful or something. There's something there. Like for me, when you mentioned that, it was really interesting. For 6 months, I was asking, you know, what would it take for me to find space locally where I can have my shop, where I can have, you know, my consulting and my wellness business in one place?
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at a lot of places, and where I live, real estate is extremely expensive. So square footage here, it's usually, you know, much higher than even like 5 minutes down the road or 10 minutes the other direction. And so I was looking at a couple of nearby towns, and I just could not find a building that I walked into and I was like, yes, this is the place, you know? And 1 3-minute drive from my house opened up. I would have never even known it even existed here. and or the possibility was here. And I happened to ask somebody who asked somebody in the Chamber of Commerce, and then they referred me to a management company. And then he told me about the building, and I was like, wow. And then when I came, the building itself is older, but they've done a bunch of remodeling inside it. And when I walked through the doors and I got to see a bunch of different suites, like, it was like, yes, it matched the way that I like to be, which is like create an experience for my customers, you know, my clients, so that when they walk in, like, they almost like immediately feel showered with, like, you know, like space, and they feel like, you know, it's like bright and light,
yep.
You know, not dull. Well, I walked in, there was like blue carpet and like mauve-y walls, and I was like, oh, wow, that's definitely not the experience I usually like, but it wasn't
colorful
because that's changeable.
Yes.
But the structure of the space, like the front foyer area, everything, like, just was so inviting. And that's what I always like to do, is what can I invite you to, you know, just that experience. And I just knew. Now, I've got to tell you, one thing that was really interesting is I found this 2 weeks before, or maybe a week and a half before, I was going to be away for 6 weeks.
Wow.
But I asked the question, if I move in here, if the businesses are here, what will my life, the businesses and the world be like in 5 years? Okay. Wow. That felt really super light and expansive. It just felt jolly for me. It was like a Christmas time jolly.
I love that jolly. That's such a great description. Love it.
Yeah. And then I asked, if I don't choose this now, what will my life and the business and the world be like in 5 years? And it was like, almost like you took away my best friend. You took away my favorite doll or something, you know, like my teddy bear. Like, it was like this weird feeling in my stomach. And I was like, wow, that is so interesting. And I talked to the guy and I signed my lease, and I knew I wasn't going to be here, but just by the motion of me committing to me, committing to the businesses, committing to the life and the future we desire to create, so much changed. The building was older, and even though some work had been done, you could tell it was still a little dark here, if that makes sense. I don't know how to explain it. And I met my neighbors, and there was space that had been vacant for a while. And by me choosing this, within the time that I was still in town, everyone said to me, we don't know what you did, but the minute you moved in, the whole building lit up. We're happier. Our employees are happier. He ended up renting all the empty spaces. We're gone.
Ugh.
Gone. There weren't any available. And just people, like people who would just walk by and not say anything would stop and say hello. And I'm like, wow. Like, you don't know the great contribution that your choice can make for you and others.
That's so true. And you did it from the jolly, right? That
space, I did it from the jolly.
The space of joy. And that's the invitation. That's the invitation for money. That's the invitation for clients or customers. That's it. When we be it, and go with it, no matter what it looks like. And even if it doesn't make cognitive sense in the moment, but there's that lightness and the joy or the fun or the jolly, which I just love that word.
And
that's the invitation. People are drawn to it.
Yeah.
And it changes people, like you said.
It does. And the thing was, most people, what they would have charged square footage, I probably would not have been able to get the space that I got for that. Does that make sense? Like, the square footage that I got anywhere else would have been at least $8,000 to $10,000 more per month.
Wow. Hey, I'll have some of that when I'm looking for my space too. What would it take?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. And so, I know that's one of my gifts, negotiating. But it wasn't from like, let me get everything so that they get, you know, harmed. It really was this conscious networking negotiating where we both won. Does that make sense? I don't know how to explain
it
in words.
And it's that idea of kind of kingdom of we, where the choices we make don't have to be for us and against someone else, or for someone else and against us. There are choices we can make that include everyone and everything, including the planet, and it does become a win-win-win-win-win.
And think about it. He went from a bunch of places available to everything being taken.
Yeah.
So he made up. And, you know, I don't know how to explain it, but the universe takes care of you. And when you contribute to something greater, it has this domino effect of amazing energy that it contributes worldwide. It's not just for you and your space. It just contributes something that's now available on the planet. And the money will come too. It's not about the exclusion of the money, but it's like when you choose it, not for the money, but for that, you know, what it can create greater, the money will also become greater in your, you know, you'll receive more.
Absolutely.
Including money.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. The money will follow. You know, we've only got about a minute left until we get our lovely music again. Is there anything you want to share with people?
Well, I'm excited. I mean, Joy of Business has been one of the greatest gifts for me. And so we are all around the world. You've got facilitators all around the world. So accessjoyofbusiness.com. I would say check it out. There's classes happening all around the world. I'm so excited about one particular one that I'm doing October the 8th, and it's going to be in the DC area, but it's also available online. It's called Reducing Stress and Empowering Employees in the Workforce.
I saw that. It looks great.
Yeah. I'm so excited about it. So accessjoyofbusiness.com if you guys have any questions. And we speak different languages. We're available in all sorts of different countries as well. So
we are.
What about you? What about you? What about
you? And other facilitators. Thank you, Lale. I so enjoyed talking with you.
Thank you.